Hello, this is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this is Christmas on the Kurzweil keyboard. It's a fantastic instrument that allows you to actually record real instruments like oboes, cellos, violins, harps, even choirs, and put them into the keyboard so you can play them. It also allows you to multi-track so that you can add layer upon layer of violins and string ensembles and make a complete orchestra. So I'd like to play you some songs and talk about what this keyboard does and wish you a very Merry Christmas. And I'll be back with more at the end of this piece. And that was my arrangement of The First Noel. What I basically do is record one track, and then while listening to it, record another track, and then while listening to those two, record another track, and I can go up to 32 tracks. You can get a lot of instruments in that way. You basically heard four tracks in that song. One was a track of handbells that I recorded, a very unusual set of handbells. Thank you. And starting in the second verse, those bells were accompanied by the 300-voice London Philharmonic Chorus humming. And then there was the English horn. And last but not least, the violin. And these instruments can be made to do some marvelous things. For example, let's check out the brass choir. I can put this brass choir in a room that's reasonably small. I can also put it in a room that's quite large. But I can also change where it is in the room. For example, how close it is to the microphones. Here, it's pretty close, and you can hear the echo off in the distance. But I can put this brass choir way away from the microphone, so that there is not only the echo of the room, but you can hear that it's a distant sound. Now that's only one zillionth of the kinds of things you can do, because you can change the chiff of the flute sound, you can change where it is in the stereo spectrum, you can actually cut off the beginnings of the instruments, for example, so that if you had a piano, you could cut off the percussive sound and make the piano sound more like an organ. There's just any number of things that you can do. And I will do another podcast and go into more detail about menu setup and what kinds of things you can do technically, but I wanted to share with you this time more of the music. I think you've probably figured out by now that the excerpts I've been playing with all these instruments are not a part of the actual Christmas carols. They're just things I make up as I go along. What about Hark the Herald Angels Sing? The first verse of this is basically a harpsichord with a little bell obbligato. Second verse is actually an organ stop with some bells. Third verse is harpsichord and strings. And the fourth verse is a mighty pipe organ with two trumpets. Thank you. I don't want to make this podcast any longer than it has to be because I'm going to have to set it at a rather high MP3 sample rate because the sound quality needs to be good. So I want to play you some selections that don't have me talking in between them. Starting out with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, We Three Kings, I Saw Three Ships, and the last piece in this segment is a song I wrote, one of two on this CD called The Joy of Christmas. The song is entitled Song of Hope and Promise. The piece begins with the tolling of a bell, followed by a very haunting oboe solo, all by itself, and then followed by a duet between piano and violin. We begin with O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
And now we go from the sublime to the very ridiculous. What would you do if you were sitting around one day drinking a bottle of pop out of a glass bottle, and like many small kids, which I think I mostly still am, you blew into the bottle after you were done? Yeah, I know, that's what it sounds like. Well, what if you had a whole bunch of bottles of different sizes? Little ones? Little bit bigger ones? Little bit bigger ones? And great big ones. And what if you had a keyboard like mine, into which you could blow all these bottles? Well, this is what you get. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, you have to play when you have toys, I guess. No, that's not on my CD. So, that's the only copy of it that I think is out there on the web anyplace. Have fun. Well, I don't want to spend too much more time making this podcast because it's going to get too long, and I want to record it at a reasonably high quality so the music will come through okay. I know that there are a lot of you who would like to know more about what this keyboard can do and how I do it. And I promise you there will be a second podcast on the Kurzweil. But I wanted you to have the music and something of what this keyboard can do as my gift to you for Christmas. So this is Neil Ewers from Madison, Wisconsin, wishing you, your friends, and your family a very Merry Christmas, or if you don't celebrate Christmas, a very happy holiday season. I'd like to end the podcast with two more selections, Silent Night and O Come All Ye Faithful. Thank you very much for listening.